It wasn't unanimous, but the Caddo School Board has voted 9-2, with one abstaining, to approve the Vision 2020 Master Plan. Among other things, the plan would close 13 schools, consolidate others, and build 4 new campuses. The plan is broken into 3 phases and is designed to address both academic improvement and budget shortfalls.
The Shreveport Police Department is gearing up to wage an all-out war against cruising this weekend. Mayor Cedric Glover says that's a type of behavior that just won't be tolerated.
Do note that we will be vigilant, we will be aggressive, we will be professional and courteous, but we will not allow the streets of the city of Shreveport to be taken over.
Cruising
has in the past become a major warm weather problem in Shreveport, and Mayor Glover says the city is determined to get a handle on it this year before it gets out of hand.
3 Texas men are in custody after a concerned citizen called police about suspicious activity at a house in the 9600 block of Gardier Drive and the Brunswick Place subdivision. Police got there in time to find 3 men inside. They were quickly arrested and charged with simple burglary of an inhabited dwelling. All 3 are from the Houston area.
Starting today, Vision Airlines will be flying Louisiana residents from Baton Rouge directly to Destin, Florida. Service from Shreveport will begin April 2nd. Spokesman Clay Meek says our 2 cities were chosen based on how many people from here drive to vacation in Destin. To celebrate its expanded service, the airline's running a special with a limited number of airfares for just $19 each way through Sunday. Meek says the Shreveport and Baton Rouge areas have responded very well to the special.
To the opportunity to fly here, even prior to $19 special, which we're running that now, they've been visiting our website, visionairlines.com.
Meek says 2 flights per week will fly out of both Baton Rouge and Shreveport. Vision also starts service today to Little Rock and 10 other U.S. cities.
Dozens of people have staged a protest at the Louisiana Capitol to oppose Jindal administration plans to sell state prisons and to hire private companies to run some corrections facilities. The protesters included prison workers, their family members, and local union leaders. They say the sale of Avoyelles, Wynn, and Allen Parish prisons and the privatization of the Avoyelles facility would force the layoffs of state prison workers. The workers say while they could be rehired by the private managers at the facilities, it would be at a lower pay rate and with fewer benefits.
The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee has approved a remap of state Senate districts that increases the number of black majority districts from 10 to 11. Senate President Joel Chason's plan was approved by a 4-3 vote. Livonia Senator Rob Mariano argued that the number of minority districts in the Senate should remain at 10. He questioned the need to increase black majority districts when the state's black population hasn't grown since the 2000 census.
And given the fact that the minority community of the African American persuasion has not increased over the last 10 years, wouldn't it stand to reason that 10 majority minority districts would continue to pass constitutional muster as a result of the 2010 census?
Woodburth Senator Joe McPherson accused Chason's Senate redistricting plan of gerrymandering to create an unneeded black district. Chason says an 11th minority district is needed to assure U.S. Justice Department approval in compliance with the Voting Rights Act. The bill is scheduled for full Senate debate next Tuesday.
Arkansas lawmakers have voted to cut the state's taxes on groceries and manufacturers' utility bills, becoming one of the first states to adopt significant tax relief while other state houses are grappling with massive spending cuts and deficits. The state Senate has given final approval to the 2 tax cut measures, agreeing with amendments to the reductions the chamber had already approved. The measures now head to Governor Mike Beebe's desk. They're part of a package of $35 million in tax cuts Beebe plans to sign into law.
Governor Jindal says there's no chance that he would sign into law any change in a tax exemption affecting natural gas drilling in Louisiana's shale formations. Under a 1994 law, the energy industry has been exempted from paying about $220 million in gas severance taxes from production in the Haynesville Shale. The exemption covers a technique in shale exploration known as horizontal drilling. After speaking to the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association in New Orleans, Jindal said repealing or lowering the exemption would simply drive energy companies and their jobs to shale formations in other states.
A state labor department reports today on whether Louisiana gained or lost jobs in February. The Louisiana Workforce Commission also issues another closely watched gauge of the employment picture, the weekly number of first-time applicants for jobless benefits.
The Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club has resolved its legal dispute with a company that it accuses of selling counterfeit Zulu beads and other Mardi Gras paraphernalia without the crew's permission. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit that the crew filed last month against the Mardi Gras beads factory in Bridge City, seeking to bar its store from selling any items bearing Zulu's trademarks. The judge says a compromise has been reached, but terms have not been disclosed.